Jimmy Carter, the 39th U.S. president, is honored with a state funeral in Washington.
Jimmy Carter did justly, loved mercy, walked humbly. May God bless a great American, a dear friend, and a good man.
Carter leaves behind a legacy well beyond his time as president.
When I think about his legacy, it's amazing. It's changed my life in ways that I probably would not have been able to do had I still been in a refugee camp.
Today is Thursday, January 9th, and this is The Issue from VOA.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lori London.
And I'm Scott Walterman. Jimmy Carter, the 39th U.S. president, was remembered during his state funeral on Thursday as hundreds of mourners, including all five living current and former U.S. presidents, filed into the Washington National Cathedral.
A white Southern Baptist who led on civil rights, a decorated Navy veteran who brokered peace, a brilliant nuclear engineer who led on nuclear nonproliferation, a hardworking farmer who championed conservation and clean energy, and a president who redefined the relationship with a vice president.
President Joe Biden eulogized Carter, who died on December 29th at the age of 100, as a man who put honesty and kindness above partisan politics. One highlight of the Carter presidency was the peace accord he brokered between Israel and Egypt.
So let us now lay aside war. Let us now reward all the children of Abraham who hunger for a comprehensive peace in the Middle East.
Carter, who served only one term as president, was widely admired for his humanitarian work after leaving the White House. Joshua Carter said his grandfather devoted his entire life to serving others.
My grandfather spent the entire time I've known him helping those in need. He built houses for people that needed homes. He eliminated diseases in forgotten places. He waged peace anywhere in the world, wherever he saw a chance.
Tens of thousands of Americans over the past 2 days filed through the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol to pay their final respects to Carter.
As a gentleman, I admired the way that he lived a very humble and humble lifestyle as a president. He used his, his presidency and his pulpit for some pretty amazing things as he served sort of the humanity around the world.
President Carter was the governor of the great state of Georgia when I was born, so he's been around my, my whole entire being, and I just wanted to pay my respects to a decent person. So I thought we took the train down from New York so I could pay my respects.
Lori, I remember reading a biography of President Carter written by Douglas Brinkley called The Unfinished Presidency, and it's an extraordinary story of not his presidency, but his post-presidency. He really reset the bar for what you do after you leave office. An extraordinary tale of humanitarian action, his work with Habitat for Humanity, fighting disease around the world, establishing the Carter Center, and monitoring elections worldwide.
Right. And we remember seeing, clips on television of him, even, in his 90s, getting out there with a hammer and working on houses for Habitat for Humanity when he looked pretty frail. And he was just one very determined person who just kept going and as long as he could.
We've heard so much of the big accolades and the big picture story of his presidency and post-presidency. I know you got a chance to talk to someone, a single person, who Jimmy Carter's humanitarian work personally changed the course of her life and millions of others. Her name is Faith Cooper, a regional director for the Southern Border Resettlement, Asylum, and Integration at the International Rescue Committee. Let's listen now.
The significance of President Carter's post-presidency humanitarian work is really something that a legacy that he left behind. Let's start with something you're very familiar with, which is the 1980 Refugee Act that many people may not know about. What can you tell us about that and his work in making that happen?
Absolutely. I'm happy. Let me just start by saying thank you very much for reaching out to speak with the International Rescue Committee, especially myself overseeing the U.S. southern border work. President Carter's legacy is marked by his profound contributions to global humanitarian work and especially his support for refugees. I mean, he, as you said, post-presidency work was just an unmatched legacy and his commitment to humanitarian rights, the protection of vulnerable people, has been, I think, one of his most cherished and I would say enduring source of inspiration for many like myself. Specific to the Refugee Act of 1980, President Carter considered the act one of his proudest achievements. For many reasons, he advocated for it, enacted it, and then Congress passed it. And when you think about the act, it established the Federal Refugee Resettlement Program, which offers millions of refugees a fresh start in the United States, like myself, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But his commitment to moving this act forward, it reflects Carter's belief that America's responsibility and other nations to lead in humanitarian effort. And in many ways, he embodied that. And when we think about Carter's commitment to that act, it also represents the work that we do at the International Rescue Committee. I mean, it reflects our his commitment to helping refugees resettle with dignity, protecting refugees from conflict and economic hardship and consequences of climate crisis actually reflects the IRC's mission, which is to help people survive, recover, and thrive. And so when we think about the act that he signed into law, it really reflects that in many ways. And the act, since the act was passed, 3.1 million plus people have come to the United States, and that includes my family and myself, because it established the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program. And so that was established as a result of the act, creating a safe and orderly pathway for thousands of people to come here. My family and I, we resettled here in the early 90s, 1993, following the brutal Liberian War, which claimed the lives of over 500,000 people, including family members of mine, including my stepfather and other relatives. We escaped Liberia on foot. We were in refugee camp for years. And because of that act, we qualified under the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program. And we were granted refugee status and resettled in the United States. So when I think about his legacy, it's amazing. It's changed my life in ways that I probably would not have been able to do had I still been in a refugee camp.
It wasn't necessarily a popular decision. It was a difficult political decision. It was not popular, and he did it anyway. And it probably cost him his political career. But that act brought thousands, hundreds of thousands of people from fleeing persecution, not only during his presidency, but beyond.
Absolutely.
And he also did so many other things. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other humanitarian work he did after leaving the presidency?
Absolutely. I'm happy to do that. To your earlier point, how much the act did so much for people. I mean, when you think about it, created a safe path for thousands of refugees at that time from Southeast Asia. So definitely it's been, yes, it wasn't popular, but President Carter embodied a life of service. He believed in service. He believed in justice. He lived out integrity and grace in so many ways. So even though it wasn't popular, when you think about the impact on millions of lives, you then appreciate what his work did, both as president, but also post president and his humanitarian work. So the question about all of the other things he did, which are many, I think he's definitely, or I should say beyond, an inspiration to humanitarians all over. People that work in my organization at the International Rescue Committee, we're committed humanitarians that are helping people to survive, recover. And Carter's actions and values have inspired us in many ways around the world. I mean, his work, when you even think about his work in Liberia. So I'll share a little bit. As I said, I'm originally from Liberia, but I had the opportunity 4 years ago to serve as IRC's country director in the Republic of Liberia for 4 years. So that was my first entry point into working with the International Rescue Committee. Imagine this. I'm a former refugee from Liberia, resettled in the United States as a result of the Act of 1980, which wasn't popular, as you said, educated in the United States, and I would return 25 years later to serve in the very country that I left as a refugee. And that was because of Carter's commitment to protect people. Now, it transcended beyond the United States. While I was serving as country director in Liberia, the IRC partnered with the Carter Center. Carter was instrumental in helping to eradicate guinea worm across Africa, including my own very country, Liberia. He's been instrumental in democracy, monitoring elections. So his post-presidency humanitarian work played a crucial role in advancing democracy and human rights globally. And Liberia is no exception. I mean, through his commitment and work, the Carter Center was established in Liberia. I had the opportunity to partner IRC, not me specifically, but IRC at the time when I served as country director. We partnered with the IRC with Carter Center to respond to Ebola outbreak in West Africa, which killed over 11,000 people, over 4,000 specifically in Liberia. Carter Center was instrumental in psychosocial support. After that, during the COVID-19 pandemic, a time that I served as country director, we partnered with the Carter Center to educate the community, but to address psychosocial needs of people who had either come down with COVID, survived it, or who lost their relatives and coping with this. So that legacy of peace and humanity has always been there. And I think when we look at his post-presidency humanitarian work, that comes to mind, his commitment to advancing democracy, human rights, his commitment to health in terms of his work with guinea worm. They've been a beacon of hope for many nations across the world. And so he's remembered fondly for that. And his contributions have left a lasting impact on so many countries, especially Liberia, that recovered from 14 years of war, which caused my family and I to leave our homeland and resettle in the United States. So his legacy for us is unmatched. It's something that we hold dearly. And I'm committed to living my life of service because of Carter's commitment to the world.
Jimmy Carter, legacy of human rights and refugee protection, Habitat for Humanity. That's many years of being a humanitarian beyond the 4 years of serving as president.
Absolutely. One of the reasons I openly speak about my own story, just to say this point, is because I feel like if we don't tell our stories, somebody else will tell it for us, and they won't tell it the way it needs to be told. And Carter had an opportunity to tell his story through his humanitarian work. And I feel the same way, just being able to live an ounce in his image of helping refugees resettle in the United States, but also living a life of service. Because in his Nobel Peace Acceptance speech, when you read about it, Carter talked about making a choice to alleviate human suffering. And so we all have a responsibility to commit to reducing human suffering.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That was Lori talking to Faith Cooper, a regional director for the Southern Border Resettlement, Asylum, and Integration at the International Rescue Committee. That's a really powerful story, Lori.
Right. To be a child fleeing with her parents and family from one of the worst violence happening at that time and just barely getting out and now, spending her life sort of repaying it, paying it forward. So very inspiring story. And
it seems to me like the kind of story that would make Jimmy Carter smile.
You've been listening to The Issue from the Voice of America.
On behalf of everyone here at VOA, those of us here in Washington, and all over the world in all of our bureaus, thank you so much for joining us.
And you can follow The Issue on X, Blue Sky, and Facebook at VOA The Issue. And you can always get your news 24 hours a day on our website at voanews.com.
In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.
And I'm Lori London. We'll talk to you tomorrow.